بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters in the Altrincham Masjid community, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We find ourselves today on Friday the 20th of Shawwal. The days and weeks are folding very quickly after Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us as a local community in Altrincham and to help us as a British Muslim community as well as in Europe, that we approach the next weeks and months carefully as the lockdown restrictions, rules and regulations are visited, and that we progress insha'Allah ta'ala in the right direction. The subject of my reminder, my bayan, my khutbah for today is simply the importance of purifying our intention. The fact that we need to make sure that when we carry out an action, that the niyyah, that the intention behind it is for the sake of Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal only, that we are not doing it for any other sake of a relative or member of the community, or to please someone around, or that we appear in the eyes of the community to be good people or anything like that. To purify the intention of any action we do and ensure that it is done purely and entirely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith sahih, reported in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, please listen carefully to the hadith. It is rather a long hadith, but it does communicate a very, very effective message. He, peace be upon him, says that the first of people against whom judgment will be pronounced on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, will be a man who has died as a martyr, which is the highest of positions that anyone can aim for. The hadith continues to say he will be brought, this individual who passed away as a martyr, and Allah Azza wa Jal will make known to him his favors. The favors of Allah Azza wa Jal upon this individual will be explained to him, that he was given body strength, that he was given abilities, that he was given courage, that he was given leadership. So the hadith says that Allah Azza wa Jal will make known to him his favors and he will recognize them. The individual will recognize the favors of Allah. The Almighty will say, and what did you do about them, about these favors? The individual will answer, O Allah, I fought for you until I died as a martyr, which is the expected answer. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, you have lied. You did but fight that it might be said of you, he is courageous. And so it was said, then he will be ordered to be dragged along his face until he is sent to hellfire. So that is the first category on this hadith, in this hadith. The other category is this. The hadith says, another man will be someone who has studied religious knowledge and he has taught it and used to recite the Quran. He will be brought and Allah Azza wa Jal will make known to him his favors and he will recognize them. The favors of Allah Azza wa Jal in this case is that he has enabled this alim, this student of knowledge, this scholar, as time will go by, that he was able to learn Quran effectively and teach it, that he studied religious knowledge and he was in a position to teach it. The hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and what did you do about these favors? The individual will Reply, I studied religious knowledge and I taught it and I recited the Quran for your sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have lied. You did, but study religious knowledge that it might be said of you, he is learned. That people will praise you, people will point out a finger of praise and admiration and say that you have been an outstanding figure. The hadith continues, and you recited the Quran that it might be said of you, he is a reciter. And so it was said. Then he will be ordered to be dragged along his face until he is sent to the hellfire. The third and last category in this hadith is this. Another man is the one whom Allah has made rich and to whom Allah Azza wa Jal has given all kinds of wealth. This individual will be brought on the Day of Judgment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make known to him his favors and he will recognize them. Of course, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal on this individual is the fact that he was given tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be clever, to be a successful trade person, to have opened several businesses, to have managed to strike good deals, and to have accumulated and acquired a vast amount of wealth. The hadith continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and what did you do about them? What did you do about the wealth that I have favored you with? The individual will say, I left no path in which you like money to be spent without spending in it for your sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have lied. You did, but do so that it might be said of you that he is open-handed. And it was said. Then he will be ordered to be dragged along his face until he is sent to hellfire. The hadith ends. Brothers and sisters, this hadith is so powerful. It sent such a powerful and effective message to all of us, starting with myself, that we may stand to hugely lose if we associate anyone in our intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in our human nature that when we do things that we do them and hope that people will praise us. But we need to ensure that we positively control this natural desire. That we ensure that when we do what we do, that we are doing it entirely and purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we are blessed with knowledge and or the recitation of Al-Quran or knowledge of Hadith, and we are fortunate to be nominated by the community to be in a position to teach it to others, to communicate it to others, then we need to be grateful to Allah that He has given us this knowledge, but indeed feel no pride in ourselves that we are teaching it across to others. If we are given the fortune of wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in an event in the community or in our local masjid, in our local community, we happen to be given the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unique opportunity to spend in His sake, we should ensure that we are purifying our intention and that we are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for no other purpose whatsoever. And those amongst us who obviously manage to perform an act of struggle, an act of jihad, an act of giving anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should always ensure that the intention, as I repeat myself again and again and again, that this niyyah is very pure and it is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Him Azza wa Jal only. I end here and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us amongst those who listen to a reminder and benefit from it. Please join me and say Ameen for my dua. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa afdalu salatu wa atamu al-taslim. Ala Sayyidina Muhammadin as-sadiq al-wa'di al-ameen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ikhlas fi al-niyati wal-qawli wal-amal. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-ikhlas fi al-niyati wal-qawli wal-amal. O Allah, we ask you that you grant us sincerity in our intentions, in what we say, and in acts that we carry out. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا رب العالمين, we ask you that you grant us acceptance to our deeds, that you grant us قبول for anything we do for your sake, and that you forgive our sins and accept our repentance and our tawbah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Stay safe, brothers and sisters. Look after yourselves. And we will see you soon, inshallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.